This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 30th through September 5th, 2008. Diplomatic efforts continue in a number of four capitals. While on the ground in Palestine, Israeli military forces continue their invasions in the West Bank areas, and more Palestinian patients lose their lives due to the Israeli blockade on the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. We start our weekly report with the non-violent actions in Palestine, where one Italian was wounded in Belayin's weekly protest on the first anniversary of the Israeli court ruling to change the route of the wall there. Meanwhile, Al-Masara village near Bethlehem is declared an Israeli goods-free village. E.L. Humble with the details.
On Friday, one Italian human rights activist was wounded with rubber-coated steel bullets in the weekly non-violent anti-wall protest in the West Bank village of Belayin. Medical sources reported that the wounded activist was identified as Frederica, and her injury was described as moderate. The protesters marched after the Friday prayer from the mosque of the village to the construction site of the wall, where the Israeli troops were waiting for them. Local sources in Belayin said that the troops fired CS gas canisters and rubber-coated steel bullets in addition to the concussion grenades at the peaceful protesters. Dozens were exposed to the gas and treated for gas inhalation. Protesters carried Palestinian flags and signs demanding the immediate removal of the wall and the settlements, and the release of 11,000 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. As the protesters arrived at the gate in the built section of the wall, they managed to remove it from its place. However, the Israeli military declared the area a closed military zone to force the crowded Palestinian, Israeli, and international activists to leave the area. Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Belayin said that it had been a year since the Israeli High Court ruled to move the wall 500 meters away from the village, yet the court ruling was not implemented as of yet. The court's decision will not allow the village to retrieve around 300 acres of land grabbed for the construction of the wall, noting that the total area of land expropriated from the Belayin village is 600 acres. In Bethlehem, residents of the nearby El Masada village organized a nonviolent protest under the title El Masada is Israeli Good Free. The villagers were joined by the international peace activists and went through the village to the land slated for confiscation for the construction of the wall. Israeli troops stopped the protesters on their march before they could reach their destination, and the organizers spoke to the crowd from that spot. The speaker stressed the need for continuous nonviolent actions against the wall and the settlement until they stop, demanding the international human rights organizations to support this civic effort. On his part, Mohamed Blegier, one of the organizers of the protest, said another protest will be organized next Monday, during which protesters will burn Israeli goods in front of Israeli soldiers. For IMEMC, this is E.L. Humble.
Israeli military forces continue their invasions into the West Bank areas, taking a number of civilians prisoner. More details with IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura.
Early this week, the Israeli troops swept into the Jenin city, ransacking the house of a Palestinian family and taking members of the family for interrogation. Also, Israeli armored vehicles stormed a number of Palestinian cities, such as Jenin, Hebron, Bethlehem, and Tulkarem. Cities of Hebron and Bethlehem were invaded twice during the week. These invasions have resulted in the detention of several residents, including 7 in Tulkarem, 2 in Bethlehem, and 2 in Hebron. Israeli attacks on the West Bank areas take place on a daily basis. Also, an 18-month-old Palestinian toddler was in danger of dying after his arrival at a hospital was delayed by Israeli soldiers at a checkpoint. The toddler was reportedly suffocating after his tongue was turned back into his mouth. Israel has more than 570 checkpoints and roadblocks around the West Bank cities, towns, villages, and refugee camps, thus grossly impeding movement of the Palestinian population. In the meantime, an Israeli military court acquitted the Israeli soldiers who shot and killed a Palestinian resident of Na'alin village near Ramallah last month. The deceased man was shouting at a soldier who was arresting his brother. Another soldier shot him with 3 rubber-coated bullets. 2 penetrated his skull, while the third went into his chest. Apart from the Israeli attacks on the West Bank, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza confirmed that the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank arrested 6 Hamas members this week. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
The number of Palestinian patients who died due to the Israeli blockade on the Gaza Strip stands at 245 this week. IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari has more.
Hussein Abu Jazar, a 77-year-old man from the Gaza Strip, died this week after his access outside of Gaza was delayed due to the Israeli blockade on the coastal region. The death of Abu Jazar brought the death toll of ill patients to 245 since Israel imposed the siege in June 2007. This week, on the northern Gaza shores, Israeli naval vessels shot and wounded two Palestinian fishermen while on board their ships. The fishermen were accompanied by five international peace activists who are members of the Free Gaza movement. In the meantime, early this week, Egypt reopened the Rafah crossing terminal for a couple of days, allowing hundreds of patients, stranded students and travelers in and out of Gaza. Member of the Free Gaza movement, Lauren Booth, a British journalist, and sister-in-law of a Qatar envoy, Mr. Tony Blair, was denied access to Egypt through the terminal. Booth and eight other fellow members have been denied exit of Gaza, either through Egypt or through the Israeli checkpoint of Eretz in northern Gaza. These nine internationals chose to stay in Gaza as their comrades of the Free Gaza boat, which broke the siege on August 23, returned back to Cyprus after spending 5 days in Gaza. Jamal al-Khudri, a Gaza lawmaker and head of the local popular committee to break the Israeli siege, confirmed that another boat will attempt to arrive in Gaza after September 22. Internationals stranded in Gaza will return back to Cyprus on this boat. For IMEMC.org, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and his Israeli counterpart Shimon Peres discussed in Italy outstanding political issues between the two sides as Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak hinted at the possibility of establishing a Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem. IMEMC's Jessica Hasley has the details.
This week in Palestine, a meeting between Palestinian President Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Olmert resulted in no concrete progress in terms of Palestinian-Israeli peace talks. Top Palestinian negotiator Ahmed Koreya said that there will be no solution without occupied East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Later in the week, Israeli Defense Minister Barak stated to Al Jazeera that Israel will possibly allow Palestinian sovereignty over some Arab neighborhoods of East Jerusalem. Barak's statement was slammed by the Minister of Transportation, Shaul Mofaz, who considered the statement as representing only Barak and not the official policy line of the Israeli state. Israel insists that Jerusalem should remain united under the Jewish state. As Palestinian-Israeli peace talks have virtually achieved no progress, Palestinian factions are currently meeting with Egyptian officials in Cairo for talks over Palestinian national unity. Underway, talks are aimed at getting the rival Palestinian factions, Hamas and Fatah, closer in terms of ending their current split in Gaza and in the West Bank. Egypt's foreign minister, Ahmed Abu Ghait, was reported by the Middle East News Agency as proposing deployment of Arab forces in the Gaza Strip. The proposal was rejected by the ruling Hamas party and other parties in Gaza. The factions won't welcome such forces, but will rather deal with them as hostile troops, unless they are expected to liberate Jerusalem. Both Fatah and Hamas parties have been at odds since the Islamist Hamas took power after the January 2006 elections. Rivalry reached a climax when Hamas seized control of Gaza completely and ousted Fatah-loyal forces from Gaza in June of 2007. Meanwhile, French President Nicolas Sarkozy delivered a message from the father of captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit to a Syrian counterpart, Bashar al-Assad, to be handed over later on the Damascus-based exile leader of Hamas. France has been putting forth efforts for the release of Shalit from Gaza, where Hamas has been holding the soldiers since June of 2006 due to cross-border attacks in southern Gaza. Shalit holds a dual French-Israeli citizenship. Since June 19, 2008, both Israel and the Palestinian factions have agreed to a ceasefire deal, brokered by Egypt, in which talks over the release of Shalit would resume. Hamas wants to see hundreds of Palestinian prisoners released, including those with long-term imprisonments. This week, Israeli Chief of Internal Security, Avi Dichter, said that Hamas obstructs the possibility of reaching an agreement over the Shalit case. Israel has pulled back on an agreement to release 70 Palestinian prisoners. For IMEMC.org, this is Jessica Holsey.
A And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Hossam Cassis and George Shmawi.